Our purpose in being together is always to contact the place in ourselves that perceives and knows divine reality and that wants to bring that reality into everyday life. No matter what else we're talking about, that is the purpose. And we recognize also that as human beings with a history, personal history and collective history, many of us have separated from that place of inner knowing. So we go through our days doing things and not thinking about sacred reality per se, not being aware of God's presence in what we're doing, but feeling that we're fulfilling a purpose through responsible activity and hopefully activity that serves others. But in general, we think of ourselves as physical creatures going through our days, sometimes with more attention to our body, often because we are uncomfortable in some way, and sometimes with more attention to relationships. So our purpose is always to see how far we can move in the direction of shifting that perceptual awareness into the domain of the sacred, to experience sacred reality, God's reality, all of the time, not some of the time, all of the time, and independently of what we're doing, that is not defined by what we're doing. So in light of that, I want to read you this that I wrote about doing, and then afterwards we will sit and be quiet and see whether we can together move more into that place that's not about doing but about being. This is called the doer. What is it to know yourself if you only know yourself as the doer? You are more than a doer. You are more than the actions you take or the events that surround you. You are, and have always been, an extension of the being that is one, that is beyond name and beyond description, for it is all, complete and whole within itself. You have come here to realize this being within human form. You have come here to be this. Therefore, invest yourself in each present moment, in each moment of awareness, for it is not doing, nor thinking, nor even feeling that connects you to this deep eternal place, but the space of silence in which the vastness of the universe can be felt as yourself. When we sit in the next few moments, I invite you to see whether you can let go of the identification with thinking and with feeling and look for silence, look for space, and be content with whatever you find. Don't evaluate it. Don't think you should find a different place because it's not what you think it should be. Just separate a little from the stream of thought and of feeling, and be quiet. Just be quiet. Be in a space of silence. And that space will take you someplace else. You can listen to my voice and let it guide you away from the busyness of thinking to space, spaciousness. We are so used to thinking of ourselves as busy, busy doing and busy thinking. We are so used to it. And sometimes because of that, we're afraid of space. We're afraid of silence. Silence is trustworthy. Silence is not emptiness. Silence can be very full. Let yourself sink into it as best you can. Because this silence is your inner being. It's the space of your inner being. Another word for this space is peace. And another word for this space is rest. And another word for it is comfort. And another word for it is home. It's a very big step, very big, in our spiritual development to know I am not my thoughts. Very big step. To know thoughts are there, but they are not the primary identity. I am not my thoughts. And it's also a big step in an evolutionary way to trust silence. It was always there. It's the ground of our being. It's the place to come home to. But because our life has been focused so outwardly, sometimes we get scared of silence. So we need to tell ourselves there's nothing to be afraid of. To sink down into that silence. And if fear is present, just let it be. And also let yourself know that the silence is a place of rest, not a place of fear. We need more silence in our lives. We each need more silence in our lives, and we need silence as a way of greeting each other. Not with thoughts, not with labels, but from the place of silence and the place of receptivity. We greet each other from a holy place. Holy. Beyond thought and beyond feeling. Emotions are not that place either. Emotions pile on top of that place so that the inner place of rest isn't felt or isn't felt as strongly. B in the silence of your own being, which is not emptiness. It's the place of connection. Sometimes the way to experience this is to think of softness, softening. Softening is a word that applies to emotions and thoughts and the body, all three. It conveys to our consciousness a sense of relaxation and of undefendedness. So we can think about softening into the place of silence. When you feel thoughts and feelings grabbing your attention again, which they will, grabbing your attention, you're sailing off into one of them, one thought stream, one feeling stream. Come back to your breath and come back to silence. Put your whole identity in silence. In peace, in home, not in the thoughts that are grabbing your attention. Every one of us is free to choose what we pay attention to. We may not feel free, but we are free to choose what we pay attention to inside ourselves and outside. When we meet others from the place of depth and silence in ourselves, we leave behind projections. We leave behind expectations. We have the best possibility of seeing reality as it is, of seeing another as they are, beyond our projections. This is a very important step for us individually and for the world, to know that we're capable of moving beyond projection, labels, what we think another is going to be like, to be open without knowing what the next moment is going to bring. That requires our being in this place of silence. So we can bring this to ourselves, the value of it, to deepen our identity in God, and we can bring it to others as a way of receiving them more truly, more deeply than we have been able to, from silence within us. Then we can see who's actually there. Allow yourself to breathe into this deeper silence. And even if it hasn't been completely achievable, breathe anyway into that deeper place that desires to find your way home. You know that the source that we call God, the creator of all, the source of all, desires to pour through you from inside you, to pour through you from inside your own being. This is the purpose of creation, for God's being to express through you, as you, as you. That's why creating a space is important, to feel that pouring from inside your own depth. And the wonder of that is that even a small stream of that, even a tiny trickle, can feel like you are home. Can feel like you have found something that you didn't know was there. In this place of silence is love, pure love, without attachment, just love. Just love as a state of being. And that's what you have to bring to life, that love. We're coming to the end of this time of sitting. Remember that this place is inside you. It is you, and it's beyond thought and beyond feeling. It's some place of connection with your divine self. Treasure that. Return to it. Look for it. Be in silence. Bring your silence as a gift to others, that you can receive them in the beauty and truth of who they are. Bring your silence to the world.